listener production.
Good afternoon, I'm Rachel Burke. New ABS data has revealed 1 in 15 people have more than one job following an uptick in the March quarter. The number of us taking on a second or even third job has risen to 947,000, that figure higher than before the pandemic. Labor is facing a potential anti-corruption probe over its involvement in the Brittany Higgins case. The PM was among senior figures who leapt to the defence of Katie Gallagher, denying she misled Parliament.
And she's a great minister. Yep. She's a great finance minister, and she's a great minister okay. for the status of women.
A WA man has been charged after a police officer was dragged and pinned under a car during an arrest earlier this week. The officer remains in a critical condition in a Perth hospital. The country's gun laws are front and centre today as the Attorney General meets with police ministers. It follows the massacre in Queensland's Western Downs last year that claimed the lives of two police officers and a bystander. Ministers are expected to finalise recommendations on a national firearms register. And looking overseas, Donald Trump will face court next week after being indicted over classified documents. The former US president has posted on social media confirming he's been charged following the discovery of sensitive papers at his Mar-a-Lago home. Mr. Trump has called it the boxer's hoax and claims it's a dark day for the United States.
Now, again, our country is in decline. We're a failing nation, and this is what they do.
The Saints' Dan Butler will face scrutiny from the match review officer, the Savo, amid the AFL's crackdown on dangerous tackles. Melbourne great David Neitz has told Listeners Footy Talk if he cops a one-match ban, the club has a case to argue after Butler released his grip on Swan Nick Blakely before his head hit the turf.
Not just the outcome, it's also what is the action? Was there that slinging, dumping motion? And what has he done with his arms? And if it does go to the tribunal, no doubt then, you know, that they'll be. It'll be contested, I'm sure.